In the mythical tapestry of ancient Greece, where gods and heroes were commonplace, there emerged a heroine who would defy all expectations. Atalanta, her name whispered with reverence, was a shining beacon of strength and courage in a world dominated by male heroes. Atalanta's story begins with a puzzling birthright, with various regions of ancient Greece claiming her as their own. Among these contenders, Arcadia and Boeotia insisted on being her homeland, but the truth of her lineage remains shrouded in myth. It is often told that Atalanta was the offspring of Iasus, a descendant of King Lycurgus of Arcadia, and Clymene, the daughter of Minyas from Boeotia. Regardless of the details, Atalanta's life commenced with an act of abandonment that would shape her destiny. Atalanta's father, yearning for a son, could not bear the sight of a daughter. When his wife bore a son, he took the newborn girl deep into the nearby forest and left her to the mercy of the elements. In the harsh world of ancient Greece, such abandonment typically meant certain death for an infant. But this was no ordinary child, and her fate was guided by the hand of Artemis, the goddess of the hunt. Artemis, who watched over the unfolding tragedy, sent a nurturing she-bear to suckle the abandoned baby, ensuring her survival. Soon after, a group of hunters stumbled upon the infant Atalanta in the heart of the forest. Moved by her remarkable story, they decided to raise her as one of their own, bestowing upon her the skills of hunting, running, and wrestling from a tender age. In the heart of the untamed wilderness, Atalanta grew and thrived, surrounded by the hunters who became her surrogate family. Her life was a journey of discovery, a testament to her remarkable abilities, and a testament to the enduring power of the human spirit. As the years passed, Atalanta's unique upbringing had a profound impact on her. She quickly adapted to the hunter's way of life, embracing their skills and traditions as if they were her birthright. Her uncanny talents blossomed, outshining even the most seasoned of her male companions. Atalanta wasn't just their equal, she was their superior, a fact that couldn't be ignored or denied. Her prowess in hunting, running, and wrestling was nothing short of legendary. With an innate connection to the natural world and an unyielding determination, she became an unparalleled markswoman, capable of bringing down her prey with pinpoint accuracy. Her agility and speed, honed through countless chases and sprints, surpassed that of any man in her band. But Atalanta was more than just a physical marvel. Her spirit was equally exceptional. In a world where women were often relegated to secondary roles, she defied convention. She chose to remain chaste, a testament to her unwavering devotion to Artemis, the goddess who had once intervened in her life. This sacred vow was not merely a sign of her dedication, but also a reflection of her fierce independence. Yet, as if to test her resolve, an ominous prophecy loomed over her head like a storm cloud. The oracle's words foretold a dire future should she ever break her vow of virginity. It was a haunting premonition that weighed heavily on her, a constant reminder of the stakes she faced. One fateful day, within the verdant depths of the forest, Atalanta's steadfast chastity was put to the ultimate test. It was an encounter that would both reaffirm her strength and highlight the brutality of the ancient world she inhabited. Two centaurs, Roicus and Hylaeus, whose kind were known for their savage and uncivilized nature, sought to impose their will upon the heroine. Atalanta, however, was far from helpless. Armed with her trusty bow and a quiver of finely crafted arrows, she became a force to be reckoned with. The ensuing confrontation was a battle of wills and survival, a struggle that would echo through the ages. The forest bore witness to the clash of steel and sinew, the cries of agony, and the relentless determination of a young woman who refused to be a victim. In the end, Atalanta emerged victorious, her arrows finding their mark, putting an end to the centaur's vile intentions. News of her triumphant stand against the centaurs spread like wildfire, carried on the whispers of the wind and the tales of awestruck hunters. Atalanta's reputation as a great hunter, sprinter, and wrestler grew, casting her name across the lands of ancient Greece. In the chapters to come, Atalanta's journey would carry her far beyond the confines of the forest. Her indomitable spirit and unwavering dedication to her principles would be tested once again, forging her into a heroine whose name would be forever etched in the annals of Greek mythology. Atalanta's name reached the ears of those who embarked on the most epic of adventures, the Argonauts. These heroes, led by the charismatic Jason, set sail aboard the Argo in pursuit of the legendary Golden Fleece. However, as the Argo prepared to embark on its perilous voyage to the distant land of Colchis, a shadow of doubt fell over the hearts of the crew. It was said that the presence of Atalanta, with her unparalleled beauty and unmatched skill, would be an irresistible distraction to the other male heroes on board. Despite the concerns, Jason ultimately agreed to take Atalanta with him on his quest. Atalanta's extraordinary abilities were not to be hidden for long. When the Argonauts returned victorious to Aeolcus, their arrival was marked by a grand funeral held in honor of King Peleus. Among the mourners and competitors, one figure stood out, Atalanta, who had been residing in Aeolcus. The funeral games held in the king's memory became the stage for her prowess yet again. Atalanta was determined to prove her worth and secure her place among the heroes of legend. In a wrestling match that would be spoken of for generations, she achieved the unimaginable. She bested Peleus, the famed warrior and father of the great Achilles. Her victory was a testament to her strength and unwavering resolve, but it also posed a challenge to the deeply ingrained beliefs of the time regarding gender roles and expectations. Atalanta had carved her name further into the tapestry of Greek mythology, leaving no doubt that she was a force to be reckoned with. The Caledonian boar hunt would become a pivotal chapter in the saga of Atalanta, Meleager, and their fellow heroes. It was a fateful event that would test their mettle, challenge their bonds, and ultimately seal their destinies. King Oeneus of Calydon had sent out a plea for help that resonated across ancient Greece. The vengeful goddess Artemis had sent a monstrous boar to wreak havoc upon the lands, to punish King Oeneus for neglecting her in his offerings to the gods. The beast's rampage left destruction and death in its wake, and it became clear that only a gathering of the bravest and most skilled heroes could hope to end its terror. Meleager, the son of King Aeneas, was tasked with leading this assembly of heroes. Among them was the indomitable Atalanta, whose inclusion had sparked controversy even before the hunt began. Despite the fact that Atalanta was a renowned, skilled, and fearless huntress, Toxius and Plexippus, Meleager's uncles, were staunch opponents of a woman joining their ranks. They believed that her presence would diminish their glory, and that her participation would be an affront to their honor as warriors. In addition to Meleager and Atalanta, heroes from near and far answered the call, forming a formidable assembly to confront the dreaded beast. Among them stood figures of myth and legend, their reputations preceding them. Theseus, the hero of many great deeds, including the slaying of the Minotaur, and Caius, a courageous prince of Arcadia, determined to prove his mettle. Castor and Pollux, the inseparable twin brothers, one mortal and one immortal, ready to face any challenge. Peleus, the father of the legendary Achilles, armed with his own heroic spirit. And Telamon, brother to Peleus and father of the mighty Ajax. Meleager, however, remained resolute in his decision to include Atalanta in the Caledonian hunt. He had witnessed her prowess and courage in previous battles and had grown deeply enamored with her. He was willing to defy his own kin to ensure she played a pivotal role in this grand quest. As the heroes ventured into the dark forest of Calydon, Atalanta's skills quickly proved invaluable. Her keen eyes spotted the tracks of the massive boar, and her unparalleled agility allowed her to keep pace with the swiftest of the hunters. Her presence among the men did not weaken their resolve. Instead, it inspired them to fight even harder. The confrontation with the Caledonian boar was nothing short of epic. Its ferocity and size were beyond imagination, and its red eyes burned with a sinister fire. The boar's tusks were like deadly scimitars, and its charge sent men scattering in terror. It was Atalanta who struck the first blow against the beast, her arrow finding its mark. The heroic band, led by Meleager, rallied to her side, and a fierce battle ensued. The air was thick with the clash of weapons, the roars of the beast, and the cries of heroes. Despite the perilous odds, it was Meleager who ultimately dealt the fatal blow, ending the boar's reign of terror. He earned the gratitude of his fellow hunters and the admiration of Atalanta, who had stood by his side throughout the deadly struggle. Meleager's decision to give the prize coat and tusks of the slain boar to Atalanta as a token of his affection would sow the seeds of discord and ultimately tragedy. Toxius and Plexippus, Meleager's uncles, vehemently objected to this gesture. Their anger and jealousy ignited a bitter quarrel within the hunting party. The conflict escalated until Meleager, unable to bear the insults to Atalanta and the threats to their unity any longer, took up arms against his own kin. In a fit of rage, he killed both Toxius and Plexippus, avenging their affronts to his honor and love for Atalanta. This act, however, would prove to be Meleager's downfall. His mother, Althea, was devastated by the death of her brothers. Consumed by grief and anger, she unleashed a curse upon her own son. She stole an enchanted piece of wood from the Moirai that had been tied to Meleager's life. In a fit of rage, Althea threw the enchanted wood into the fire, sealing Meleager's fate and killing her own son. The hero who had slain the Caledonian boar, who had won the heart of Atalanta, now lay dead, a victim of familial discord and divine vengeance. Atalanta, deeply affected by this turn of events, would soon find herself on a new path, one that would lead her to face even greater trials and tribulations. With the tragic events of the Caledonian boar hunt behind her, Atalanta embarked on a new chapter of her life, one that would test her resolve, challenge her independence, and ultimately lead to an unexpected turn of fate. After the death of Meleager, Atalanta left Caledon with a heavy heart. The loss of the man she had grown to love weighed on her soul, and she found solace in the wilderness once more. Atalanta returned to the sacred grove of Artemis in Arcadia, a place that had sheltered her in her early years and where she felt a deep connection to the goddess who had saved her life. In the sanctuary of the grove, Atalanta hung the prized coat and tusks of the Caledonian boar as offerings to Artemis, a tribute to her past and a symbol of the strength she had displayed in the face of adversity. It was a solemn and heartfelt gesture, and it marked the beginning of a period of reflection and healing for the heroine. As time passed, news of Atalanta's deed spread far and wide. Her father, who had once abandoned her in the forest, heard tales of his daughter's bravery and accomplishments. The prestige and renown that Atalanta had brought to her family were immeasurable, and her father felt a deep longing to be reunited with her. Atalanta, too, had longed for the chance to reconcile with her father, the man who had forsaken her at birth. Their reunion was marked by tears, forgiveness, and a newfound bond. Her father could not have asked for a more honorable and accomplished child, and the scars of their past were mended through their shared love and pride. As Atalanta reached the age where marriage was expected, her father, filled with paternal concern, believed it was time to find a suitable husband for her. Yet, Atalanta's past experiences had molded her into a woman of remarkable independence, and she was determined to maintain her vow of chastity and allegiance to Artemis. With unwavering resolve, Atalanta devised a unique and formidable challenge for any suitor who sought her hand in marriage. She declared that she would only marry a man who could defeat her in a foot race. The stakes, however, were perilously high. Those who tried and failed to surpass her would meet their demise, for she held fast to her oath of virginity. The daunting challenge set by Atalanta struck fear into the hearts of many potential suitors. The prospect of death deterred all but the bravest and most foolhardy from attempting to win her as a bride. Yet, there were those who believed that the allure of marrying a woman as remarkable as Atalanta outweighed the peril of the race. Many suitors faced their doom on the racetrack, for Atalanta's speed was unmatched. Her swiftness and agility, honed through years of hunting and training, made her an insurmountable challenge for all who dared to compete. The ground around her became a graveyard of the fallen, a testament to her indomitable spirit, the final suitor's prayers. Amid the chaos and the rumors of suitors meeting their untimely ends, a final contender stepped forward. Melanion, the son of Amphidamas, was a man who recognized that he could never outpace Atalanta in a fair race, and so he turned to the gods for assistance. In whispered prayers to Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of beauty and love, Melanion sought divine intervention. His plea did not go unanswered, for the goddess heard his entreaties and chose to grant him her favor. She gifted him 3 golden apples, treasures from the sacred garden of Hera. The day of the fateful race arrived, and the entire city gathered to witness the spectacle. Atalanta, confident in her abilities, stood at the starting line, prepared to uphold her oath. Beside her, Melanion held the golden apples, his heart filled with hope and trepidation. As the race commenced, Atalanta surged forward, her feet a blur as she raced across the track. But Melanion, guided by Aphrodite's divine aid, strategically rolled one of the golden apples before her. When Atalanta saw the gleaming prize, her competitive spirit got the best of her. She paused to pick up the apple, allowing Melanion to gain ground. In the pivotal moment of the race, the plan unfolded flawlessly. Atalanta, lured by the gleaming apples, faltered, and Melanion surged ahead. The cunning suitor repeated this clever ploy two more times, each apple enticing Atalanta to momentarily break her stride. In a breathtaking victory, Atalanta was outpaced, and the heroine found herself bested in a foot race for the very first time. With this cunning ruse, Atalanta was now married to Melanion, and her life took yet another unexpected turn. In the world of Greek mythology, happiness was often elusive, and Atalanta's life was no exception. The culmination of her story loomed on the horizon, and tragedy was about to strike. Melanion, perhaps blinded by his triumph, overlooked the importance of offering gratitude to Aphrodite for her assistance. Neglecting to make the expected sacrifice to the goddess proved to be his downfall. Aphrodite, slighted by this disregard, plotted her retribution. In the meantime, Atalanta and Melanion consummated their marriage, and in time Atalanta gave birth to a son, Parthenopius. Parthenopius would later carve his own heroic legacy, becoming one of the renowned Seven Against Thebes. As time passed, Aphrodite did not forgive Melanion. In an act of divine vengeance, she caused Atalanta and Melanion to be overwhelmed with passion as they passed a sacred shrine dedicated to Zeus. Unable to control themselves, they made love in the shrine, disregarding the severity of their actions. Such a sacrilegious act could not escape the wrath of Zeus, and he intervened to pronounce a fitting punishment. Zeus transformed Atalanta and Melanion into lions, their fates irrevocably intertwined. This was a poetic judgment, for in ancient Greece, it was believed that lions did not mate with one another, but instead mated with leopards. The prophecy made years earlier had now come full circle, as Atalanta's loss of virginity had ultimately led to her downfall.